Welcome to another episode of the Granite List Live, where we talk about all things related to employee benefits and human capital. I'm Lee Dill.
And I'm Sally Pace. And today we are joined by two partners, two different companies that are really ultimately working toward the same mission. So I'm excited to introduce Jake Stapleton with Wellnessity and Lauren Robertson, who is head of advocacy for CHC. Jake, why don't you start today's show by talking about the mission of Wellnessity and the work that you all do?
Yeah, so I like to think of us as a data-driven health plan manager. What we like to do, and it all kind of starts with the first thing we do, is we set up what we call the smart hub or the data hub. So we get all of the data and information from every vendor that is in the stack, the medical claims, the pharmacy claims, the eligibility information, any point solution you have in the diabetes space, nurse navigators, pharmacy, all of that. So we get all of that data that usually kind of lives in silos, and we bring that together to have a view. So that's kind of our base offering and the starting place and what we need to really make an impact. And then everything else up from there is really focused on holding the vendors accountable that you have, seeing how they're currently performing, using all that information to calculate ROI, figure out where is utilization low, where can we improve utilization, different things like that. And then also anything related to high-cost claimant and high-risk member outreach. So kind of anyone that's in the polychronic space, they're battling multiple chronic conditions, getting all of the data and the information so that you can have better visibility into the health plan. So thank you, Lee and Sally, for having me on.
You bet. And Lauren, CHC has a clinical advocacy platform. Tell us a little bit about some of the hallmarks.
Yes. So we have really grown our clinical advocacy program into something that I think we're all truly proud of, and the fact that we build relationships with those on the medical plan. So we use a variety of techniques to do so, communications techniques, that is, to actually work with members in need, find the best ways to communicate with them, and then really build those relationships that deliver on best outcomes while reducing spend, but forming a trusting environment so that everybody in the ecosystem of the health plan is thriving and benefiting.
So both of you are talking about this ecosystem, the vendor stack, and it's obviously a crucial part of how you both perform. Jake, I want to start with you. How are you using data to help configure stacks in the first place?
Yeah. So to put together a stack that is going to be relevant to your employee population, you need to understand what it is that your employees and their dependents are struggling with on the health plan side. So you need all of the data and information to understand what are the disease states that are driving spend, what are the medications that are driving spend, so that you're able to configure your stack to address those specific problems. So there's lots of vendors in the diabetes space and the cancer space and the national COE space and different things like that. But those solutions aren't always a one size fits all for every population. You have to understand what is your population, what specifically is your population struggling with, and what are the things that can address those. I think a really good example of this is there's a lot of diabetes solutions in the marketplace, and we have clients where they have super high rates of this in their population. So 10, 12, 14% of their employee population is struggling with that. And that's a really big issue for them. And they need a solution to be able to help their employees address that. But we have a lot of other clients as well that just depending on what industry they're in, maybe that's closer to 4 or 5%. So it doesn't make sense to make a solution like that the top concern for that group where it's 4 to 5%. Whereas if it's that group where it's 10 to 14%, that's a huge problem for them. And it's going to be a great plus for that company if they're able to find something to help address that problem. So that's really what we're doing, is just kind of looking at the population as a whole and trying to understand from a data perspective, what specific programs is this population in need of?
So once you've figured out what solutions these employees need, you've got great data coming in. How are you acting appropriately to really do something with those members and make a change?
Yep. So that is where coordination with Lauren and her team has been incredible. So a lot of those programs that we talk about, you have to meet patients at the beginning of their care journey, that is when they're going to be the most likely to try and act on making a difference. So using an example of a second opinion, for example, if someone is going to go get one, they're much more likely to be open to something like that, maybe 3 weeks after their first diagnosis, as opposed to if they're already 3 or 4 months into that, they've established a care team, they've established a treatment plan, and they're already deep in that. So if you have 3 or 4 months of lag kind of on top of those claims, and it's taking a while to be able to identify those people, then you're not going to really be able to meet them in the moment that matters for their health journey. So when we're digesting all that claims data, not only are we getting it as frequently as possible, so either on a daily, a weekly, or a monthly basis, but we have different logic that we add to that to be able to flag for those different programs depending on what that client has in place. So if we have someone that would benefit greatly from a second opinion, as soon as we get that data, they are flagged and they can be sent over to Lauren and her team or to another partner so they can immediately start to work on that case, maybe 2 or 3 weeks after the initial visit for that patient, as opposed to 3 to 4 months later.
Lauren, can you tell us a success story or two that you've had using data to impact these members?
You bet. So with Wellnessity's data list and retrieval, just to add on and to agree with what Jake has said, I think we can all relate with at times in our lives being contacted by an insurance company for whatever it may be. They're checking in on you, but you're someone whose health is very good. And so you don't truly need any help at the time. And you think to yourself, why did they call me? I really had no need for that. So that's where Wellnessity's lists are so important, because you actually can see what's happening live in the population. So if someone needs a surgery, to what Jake was saying, or someone has diabetes, they're newly diabetic, we're actually finding a member that is having the struggle, reaching out to the member during the point in struggle, and then getting them over to a solution when they're interested, and it's going to make a difference in their bottom line, oftentimes financially, and by getting something that they would elicit a better outcome for them, like a better doctor compared to their local market. And to tie a bow on where Connect comes in too, in addition to the lists, are Connect uses a variety of techniques in ways that we kind of slowly drip into the member population. We have newsletters that go out. We have videos that display the nurse on the case. So that person becomes a familiar face. That person becomes a friend in the population. So that when a member calls in or HR refers a member over, they're very familiar with who they're speaking with, and it's not a call bank mentality. And so I think one of the best ways to share it, and I'll try to keep the story as lean as possible, but not taking the meat out of what's so great about it, is we send out monthly newsletters. And there was one month where I received an email from my newsletter saying, I received this newsletter and I'm not sure if you can actually help me. So, of course, I respond back via my email from the company and not through my newsletter, but through the email in the company, and said, I'm more than happy to help you. Please let me know what's going on. They basically wanted to understand if a certain medication that they were prescribed would be covered under their plan. So what our nurses do is we take the start to finish in the employee journey. So we have all the data that we need to find out if medications are in the tiering structure that's covered. So you can build that relationship from the beginning. They trust you and knowing that what you're providing them is real. This is what tier that medication is going to be on. This will be the assumed cost. And so the next question then becomes, does that medication interact with the other ones that I'm taking? Can you see that? And so with Wellnessity's data platform, not only are we receiving claims medically and pharmacy, we actually have patient charts that we've built. So it's a collective view of what's happening for the patient. So I can easily talk with that member about medications that they're taking and whether or not the new one is going to be a good fit with the others. So the question is answered by yes, it's going to work well with the other medications you're on. And so as we start going through each one, the member then says, can you tell me what one of those are that you just said? What exactly is that? So the easiest way to explain the medication that the person asked about was to say that's essentially a prescription for like Advil, okay? But it's a prescription version of that. So then the member begins to talk about neck pain history, how they have seen pain management. And then by looking at medical claims, I can also see that the member has struggled with opiate addiction, misuse of opiates, ER visits related to opiate misuse. And then you know that there is a journey that the member probably should not go down, because what's so awesome is their company had a center of excellence program that would give a second opinion and advise on whether or not surgery was needed to correct a problem. So it was a great way to say, you know what, I'm so glad you brought this up, because your company has an amazing program. We can have somebody look at that neck for you. How about let's do that? Let's see, it's a free option for you. And so we were able to connect that member at a time they were interested, based on communications, to tie it with the data. And basically the follow-up with that was the member was seen, center of excellence, second opinion on a conservative treatment path, and is doing awesome. And what you've just been able to do is save a member's life in that moment, because you have so much visibility to help them. It's hard to replicate that, but what we've been able to do with Wellnessity is that. And if you can take that and save the lives of other members on the plan by having that much visibility, well, then you got something great.
I love that story so much, and you tell it so eloquently. So we've talked a lot about reporting and receiving data timely. And Jake, y'all also do a look-back approach to develop ROIs for all of the vendors in each stack that you're managing. You've also helped us greatly develop ROI on the CHC advocacy team. Can you share what Wellnessity has helped us prove as increasing those vendor utilization and the engagement rates before and after advocacy?
Yeah. So when we do a look back to understand the performance of the vendor, the first thing that we want to do is establish how are we going to measure success for that vendor in particular. So there's lots of programs out there where it's definitely more of a member benefit than a financial performance thing on an annual basis. And in that sort of case, understanding the kind of on the ground stories and the patient interactions are going to be key. So that's kind of outside of data, but sometimes you could even use data to understand, like, hey, Lauren, do you remember this patient? Like, is there a good story behind this interaction that we could share with the client so we can understand kind of not just from a financial perspective, but from kind of boots on the ground, patient experience, is this working for them and what are the highlights of that? But then when it goes back to an ROI, a lot of different programs will have specific guarantees in place. So a diabetic program, for example, might say that we guarantee X amount of dollars for this percentage of an A1C reduction, this percentage of a decrease in spend in these medications for patients who are enrolled in our program. So we go into the data, we'll set up a feed with those programs so we can identify exactly who the patients are that are enrolled in those programs. We can get their medical claims data, we can get their pharmacy claims data, and we're able to tell kind of before they activated, what did their spend look like? What was causing that spend? Post-activation, did their spend decrease? If it did decrease, why decrease? So being able to kind of look kind of at specific patient stories, but over maybe 100 patients at once, kind of on an automated basis, to truly understand how did that spend change before and after and why for every program that's enrolled. So that's kind of one key part of that in determining just the overall financial performance. So we look at that for every program. Obviously, different programs are going to have a different way of trying to measure that. Some are as straightforward as someone was on Ozempic, we interacted with them, we were able to get them to stop taking Ozempic and transition to this medication. That's obviously a super easy formula. It's just a drug reduction strategy. But there's a lot of other things where maybe it's going to have a benefit in avoided ER cost, avoided unnecessary doctor visits, maybe an unnecessary surgery, and different ROIs like that, where we just need to make sure that we're working with the client and with the program to kind of keep any sort of assumptions they're making about the ROIs on that in check. And also, once again, using the data to determine, did the outcomes that they're saying truly happen? Because we get lots of reporting on, well, this person stopped taking this medication, hence we're going to assume $13,000 a year in savings. But we look at the data and we say, well, they restarted that 4 months after, but the program wasn't necessarily tracking the data at that level. They just heard from the patient that they stopped and kind of check mark on the savings. So just having that data and being able to tie the specific patients who are enrolled in the programs to their actual claims data and being able to look at that before and after picture and truly understand their stories is a really key part of what we do to kind of hold everyone accountable and understand true ROI and the true rates of utilization for that program.
Data is so powerful and it's so easy to put it to your advantage, but I love that y'all are really kind of holding people accountable and developing a true ROI. Laura, do you want to talk about how Wellnessity's helped develop your ROI?
Yeah, absolutely. When you begin a business, you obviously want to do all the great things that are out there. You have so many ideas, and how do you put it all together? Not only from taking care of a patient, actually retrieving data, tying the pieces together, because that's what the client wants, right? They want to see that you're caring for their people, and then the bottom line is protected. And so what Wellnessity has been able to do is take off that heavy lift on the nurse team or the advocate team. I mean, you should be focusing on patient care by really driving those conversations and engaging people in the services that you as the employer or an employer in general has put in place for the plan. And so Wellnessity takes that lift off by putting us all into an ecosystem of data. And so when we are engaging with people, they're tracking who's participating, where are they dropping off in participation, which opens up more communication efforts on our end to get people more intrigued about why they should be utilizing it, or maybe where the pitfalls are. You know, how can a vendor improve upon a gap? So I think that's really, really helped open the door for us and conversion of vendor optimization. So I know that before we had the capabilities of Wellnessity, it was hard to take monthly feeds on a manual basis from a vendor to say who's still participating and who's not. Now we can get those feeds so seamlessly, and we know that we can engage members anywhere from 30, 40, 50% to where they were when they started or where they were before our services. And so I feel like when somebody takes a heavy load of the data lift off and gets all parties to communicate in a healthy ecosystem, then the advocate team can truly focus on patient care.
Well, data and relationships, it is such a powerful resource to really reach those members in a way that's meaningful, in a way to get best results for themselves and their healthcare journey, as well as to save the employer dollar and really see where that money is going. Lauren, of course, you represent a complementary business line to the Granite List, and our company is so proud to share not only your success story, but also our partnership with Wellnessity. So we appreciate both of y'all being here today and sharing your story and the resources that you have to offer. Jake, if anybody wants to get in touch with you or Wellnessity, where should we send them?
That's a great question. I think...
Jake.
I think we have Bill Frack's
personal email.
His phone number.
Bill's cell phone. Yeah.
You can visit our website at wellnessity.com.
And if you would like to get in touch with CHC Advocacy, you can email info@chc-now.com. Thank you both again for being part of the Granite List community. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to another episode of the Granite List Live.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Granite List Live. Access our entire library by visiting your favorite podcast venue or subscribing our site, thegranitelist.live.